Praise the Lord. Message 109. The title of the message is Prayer, Part 1. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time that you give us, and thank you for your word. I pray, Lord, that this message will be a blessing to each and everyone who listen, and I pray that we will learn things from you, from your word, O God, and the way that you want us to live our life unto you. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that many who listen to the message, their life will be transformed, O God, and they will dedicate themselves to live a life worthy of your calling to them, a life of prayer and dedication and holiness unto your name. And with my lips, and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prayer is our expression that we have full trust in the Lord, that He can provide for us all our needs, not only for us but for the needs of others. He is Jehovah Jireh, and He can provide all the good things for us as we are His people. As we pray, we need to trust God that He is a God who listen and answer our prayer. We learn from the life of Jesus, life of prayer, in book of Mark chapter 1 verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where He prayed. So Jesus, He wake up early morning, He went outside the house, and He went to a place to pray. So Jesus, he got the initiative to wake up early in order to pray. He found a quiet time, and He found a quiet place so he can pray. Before He starts His day, He prayed. He starts His day with a prayer. And that's a good teaching. Start your day with a prayer. Sometimes you are very busy and you have much appointment, but before you do any appointment, kneel down and pray. Wherever you are, God can listen to your prayer. Early morning is good time because there's a quietness, others are sleeping, and you can commune and communicate and fellowship with the Lord in a wonderful way. Don't miss the day without a prayer. Every day should be started with a prayer. In Matthew chapter 14 and verse 22 and verse 23, speaking also about the prayer and taking the example of Jesus, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of Him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After He had dismissed them, He went up on a mountainside by Himself to pray. When evening came, He was there alone. There were many people around the Lord, His disciples, the crowd also around Him. But He make a way for Himself to be alone in order to pray. Sometime you are fully occupied and people around you, invitation around you, friends around you, commitment around you, and parties around you, TVs around you, and guests coming and going around you, visitors around you, but you should not forget to make a time for yourself to be alone with the Lord in order to pray. This is our wisdom and sense of direction, that we need to set aside a time for a prayer. He went up to a solitary place. He dismissed the crowd. He dismissed the disciples. Sometimes we sit down and fellowship and we talk and we talk and we share, but we don't pray. We don't kneel down and pray. It's of no use. Sometimes we waste our time with much talking, much gossip, friends, parties, food, arguing, complaining, but we forget to put the matter in the hand of the Lord in a prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it say, pray continually. Continuous prayer. Colossians 4:2, it say, devote yourself to prayer. Be watchful and thankful. Devote yourself for prayer. Commit yourself for prayer. Make it your style of life. Praying, walking, praying, driving the car, praying, doing your work assignment, praying in your spirit, doing your duty, praying. Prayer continually in communication with the Lord, in fellowship with Him. Every step, Lord, help, provide, protect, guide, shield, hide me, Lord. Direct me, teach me how to do it, Lord. Bless the work of my hand, O God. Pray, sing, devote yourself in a prayer unto the Lord. James 5:13 say, is anyone of you is in a trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. If you are in a problem, you pray. You ask God to help you. There's no problem God cannot handle. There's no people or situation God cannot deal with. Therefore, let's pray. He should pray. Is anyone of you in a trouble? Question mark. The answer, he should pray. Period. Full stop. This is the way. If anyone is in a trouble, let him go and ask people help. No, he should pray. Let him fight. No, he should pray. Let him argue. No, he should pray. Let him complain. No, he should pray. Let him put it on somebody else. No, he should pray. Is anyone happy? Is anyone God had answered his prayer? Is anyone God had blessed? What he will do? Let him sing songs of praise. Again, song of praise unto the Lord. Again, another way of prayer. Praising God and magnifying His name. Continuous communication with the Lord. If He answers your prayer, you praise Him. If you are in trouble, you pray and ask the Lord to help you. Don't be anxious about anything. Philippians 4:6-7. But in everything, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Acts 1:14, the style of the church, the early church, the believers in the Lord, what they were doing, they all joined together constantly in a prayer, along with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Life of prayer is so important. It is the backbone of the church. Everything we can get is only from the Lord. The way we need to pray. And as we pray, God will teach us His ways, will speak to us, will direct us, He will correct our bad attitude, He will He will show us our wrong requests. He will teach us His ways. Acts chapter 2 verse 42. Mentioned here, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Again, the early church, the believer, they devoted themselves to prayer. In Mark chapter 14 and verse 38, in the Garden of Gethsemane, in the night where our Lord being preparing Himself to pass through the cross, He called His disciples to pray and to watch with Him for 1 hour. But unfortunately, they were sleepy people. They could not able to pray. The Lord Jesus told them in Mark 14 verse 38, He said, "Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Why we need to pray? Why we need to be fully occupied with the prayer? Not with parties, not with the friends, not with gossips, not with the window shopping, not to go out with the friends, but to pray. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Prayer help us to be away and aware of temptation and sin and work of devil. When you don't pray, you will be more liable to be attacked by devil. If you don't start your day with a prayer, you will be in confusion. Who can help you the whole day in your struggle? Only God. But if you have forgotten Him, you will be just left with devil temptation and trials and hardship. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into sin and into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. How to make your body strong and standing firm? By prayer. This is the things that we should live and practice. In Luke chapter 6, we learn more from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how He lived a life of prayer. Luke chapter 6, and verse 12 and 13. One of those days Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. The whole night He was praying. Verse 13, when morning came, He called His disciples to Him and chose 12 of them, whom He also designated apostles. Why He spent the whole night in a prayer? He was praying to God, communicating with the Lord. In the morning, He harvested the fruit. He was able to choose 12 of His disciples and made them apostles. Before we get involved in choosing anything, we should spend a good time in a prayer. Prayer is very important thing. It's a good preparation for a good choice and taking a right decision. Some people, they would choose before praying, before asking God. Sure, they would do the wrong things. Before we choose, before we embark in taking serious and critical decisions, we should spend a good time in a prayer. Let's go to Luke chapter 2 and we will meditate on a life of a certain woman and how she lived her life unto the Lord. Luke chapter 2 verse 36 to verse 38. When Mary and Joseph brought baby Jesus unto the Lord to the temple of God, There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. We learn from the life of this woman of God. She was young when she married. She lived with her husband 7 years. After that, the husband died, and she lived as a widow. In front of her, the life, the worldliness, the temptation, but she decided to live her life fully unto the Lord. What a beautiful thing here, mentioned here. She never left the temple. She never left God's presence. You know, if you want to live for God, life is in the front of you. And if you want to live for the world and the worldly things, the same, it is in your hand. It is in your hand to live for the Lord, and it is also in your hand to live for the world and the worldly thing. That woman, she was bound with the temple, praying and fasting and worshipping the Lord. She was enjoying the Holy Spirit. She was enjoying living her life fully dedicated unto the Lord. That woman left the world and this temptation, and she committed her life fully to follow God wholeheartedly. And the same in the front of us. Either we go into the world and we lose eternal life and we live in mess, or we dedicate our life to live with the Lord. How we live it? In a prayer. And in a prayer we have fellowship and communion and communication with the Lord. At that time, the worship center at the time of Jesus was the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem. And people, part of their worship was to offer to God burnt offering and other kind of offerings and sacrifices. And that mandate unto them to bring animals like goats, sheep, ox, bears, and to bring offering unto the Lord like grain and flour offerings. Bring it to the temple of the Lord. They will slaughter the animal, they will offer the grain offering. Part of this grain offering and burnt offering and animal sacrifices will be food for those who are in the temple. So Anna was in the midst of tremendous flow of food, and in every day she was in the midst of area where delicious food would be brought. Delicious and fresh food will be brought in front of her. But what she decided to do? She was decided to pray and fast. She was enjoying the Holy Spirit of God. And that was for her more delicious than the other food, the food for the body that brought to the temple every day. Life of prayer and life of fasting is an invitation for the Holy Spirit to enter our life and to bless our life with a beautiful thing. When she met the Lord, she was 84 years old. So long time she lived in God's presence, this woman. And the Lord reward her for that. The Lord will reward each and every one of us who dedicate his life to live in a prayer and in fasting and fellowship with the Lord. What the Lord give her and what the Lord will give you? He gave her contentment. She was contented of what she has. She had full satisfaction with God. The Lord occupied the place of her husband and her family. She was living without worry or fear, for the Lord was her confidence. It is mentioned about her that she never left the temple. She never left God's presence, for she was in continuous and constant communion and fellowship with him. Therefore, she was in peace and in rest, for he was carrying all her burden. The same to you. Your life of prayer, dedication, and commitment to God, and fasting, will bring you into God's presence, and God will bring unto you peace, joy, and satisfaction in your life. What a beautiful life she was living. Away from temptation, she was having a very clear mind. At that young age of her, when her husband left her, she can do her own. She's young and she can marry again and she can do a lot of things. Because young people, they have power, they have good energy, they have good health. They can stand trials because they have healthy body. As you are who listen to the message. But would you humble yourself to God and accept his will, or you do your own? If you do your own, you will not be in satisfaction and contentment. That woman was very contented with God. She was very happy. She was satisfied with the Lord and what the Lord had given her. So the Lord gave her contentment, and that's your decision. If you are satisfied with the Lord, you will be happy and satisfied, and you will have the peace and the joy of the Lord. What the Lord gave her? God gave her the gift of prophecy. She was called a prophet. Prayer and fasting and life of humility before God had filled that woman with the wisdom of God, and the Lord made of her a prophet who tells and declares the will of God to the people and what is to come in the future. Your humility, my brother and my sister, your prayer and fasting will fill you with the Holy Spirit. As you pray and fast, the Lord will give you his word to sustain your life with and for you to declare it to the people around you. You'll be filled with wisdom. You'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. You will speak the word of God, and the people will come to you to ask advice and counsel. What the Lord bless her? With what else? She met Christ face to face. Anna had lived in holiness and in obedience to God's word. Her full hope was on God, was on his word, and she lived on his ways. Therefore, ultimately, she met Christ face to face. The same for us now. As we live in holiness, obeying God's word, and hoping and waiting for him to come to take us, then as we seek him with all our hearts, then we will meet him face to face, and we will hear from him when he will come. Well done, good and faithful servant. The Lord will come sure. Listen carefully. Live your life in his presence. Pray and fast unto him, asking him to help you, to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Listen to his voice, do his will, live unto him, and sure you will hear with us from him, well done, my good and faithful servant. What the Lord had blessed Anna the prophet, the prophecy, he blessed her with the gift of evangelism. In verse 38, Luke 2:38 mentioned that coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Anna the prophet, after she met Christ, was directed by the Holy Spirit to declare the promise of God and his salvation to those who were ready and waiting for the coming of Christ. For she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. The same way for us today. As we persevere in prayer and fasting, God will lead us. God will lead you to preach his message and to tell about Christ to all who are ready to accept his word and receive him as Savior and Lord over their lives. The life of Anna was a fruitful life. It was a life of prayer, day and night, fasting and praying and worshiping the Lord. The same for us. We are widow here in this world. We are not worldly people. But our husband is in heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will come to take us. Let us live for him from this day on. Be filled with the Holy Spirit as you continue to pray at his feet, fast, to ask him direction and help. He will do great things for you. Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. God hath called you to live in holiness. Call unto him as he reward Anna, he will reward us. He will give us peace, satisfaction, gifts of the Holy Spirit to declare his will to the people around us. We'll meet Christ face to face when he will come and you will hear his voice. Well done, my good and faithful servant. And we will continue to evangelize with the power of the Holy Spirit to declare his word and the message to the lost, to the people who are willing to accept him. The Holy Spirit will lead us into a victorious life. In Romans chapter 10 verse 12, it says, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is the Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. As we call unto God, he will richly bless us. The message here is to pray. And if you are a prayerful person, the message here is continue to pray and fast and be filled with the Holy Spirit, trusting God to do the impossible for you, trusting him that he will reward you as you continue to live in holiness on his ways. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that you sent to us to help us in our struggle, in our trials and difficulties and hardship. Lord, you call us to be watchmen and watchwomen. Oh God, here we are. You say, devote yourself to prayer, be watchful and thankful. Lord, we commit our life unto you, Lord, watching and praying in the Spirit, waiting for you to come and reward us, waiting for you, Lord, to come, O God, and fulfill what you had a promise to us. O God, I pray in the name of Jesus for my brothers and my sister who hear the message, O God, transform their life. Help them to, Lord, to trust you and walk faithfully in the truth of your word, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and the life of your people. Transform your church and raise up many prayer warriors. Give your people, Lord, willingness to separate themselves, Lord, from the worldly things and from the world, and to pray and to fast unto you, O God, and those who are obedient, Lord. Give them the gift of prophecy to declare your word and your will to the people who are around them. I pray in the name of Jesus, O Lord. I pray, O God, for more gift of evangelism, O God. More prophecies, more wonders, and more miracles in the life of your church and your people. Raise up more evangelists to declare your word, to evangelize, to win souls unto your God. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for who you are in our life. We magnify you and we worship you. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.